You're about to descend into the largest underground city ever discovered. Derinkui goes down 85 meters, nearly 300 feet, through 18 confirmed levels. At capacity, it could shelter 20,000 people and their livestock for months at a time. Take a breath. The air will change soon. Pause. As you enter, notice how quickly the temperature drops. Above ground, Cappadocia can hit 40 degrees Celsius in summer. Down here, it's constant 13 to 15 degrees Celsius year-round. The rock you're walking through is volcanic tuff, solidified ash from ancient eruptions. It's soft enough to carve with hand tools, but it hardens when exposed to air. Perfect for tunneling. Someone figured that out. Someone carved the first passages. And then, over centuries, the digging continued deeper and deeper. Pause. The standard story goes like this. Early Christians fleeing Roman persecution in the 2nd and 3rd centuries CE expanded natural caves into hiding places. When Arab raids began in the 7th to 8th centuries, the need became more urgent. The cities grew. Entire communities could disappear underground, seal themselves behind massive rolling stone doors, and wait out the danger above. Days. Weeks. Months if necessary. They had food storage. Water wells that reached all the way down. Ventilation shafts to bring fresh air to the deepest levels. Wine and oil presses. Stables. Schools. Churches. Everything. Pause. But here's the question that gnaws at researchers. Who taught persecuted refugees to be master underground engineers? Creating a ventilation system for 20,000 people across 18 levels is not intuitive.